Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 52nd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, in verse number 8, remember that when he told him that, they already despised him. Here's how the brethren responded. Shalt thou indeed reign over us? Who do you think you are? You and your coat of many colors and your thing of authority and honor. Shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Again, I believe God gave Joseph this dream, but he should have just kept it to himself. He's a typical 17-year-old kid. They're in the back there in teen class, so I can say that up here. They're not here hearing this. Maybe they ought to hear it up here, okay? Typical kid, okay? Nanny, nanny, boo, boo, I had a dream, and you're going to bow down to me, and the brothers hated that. Now look in verse number 9 through 11. And he dreamed yet another dream. Remember, God's given him given Joseph these dreams about how he's going to bless him in the future. And he told it to his brethren and said, behold, I've dreamed a dream again, more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Now, let me read this. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him, speaking of Joseph, and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee and to the earth? Back in verse number 9, when he said, behold, the sun and the moon, literally is talking about the sun is the father, okay? And the moon's talking about the mothers. Now, understand that Rachel had passed away. She'd already died. Matter of fact, if you look at the timeline, Rachel died a couple of years earlier. Joseph is now 17. She died a couple of years earlier. So who's she talking about? Literally, he's talking about all the family, not just Jacob, but Leah and the rest of them. And the 11 stars are the brothers. Remember, there's brothers here involved. The 11 stars are going to make obeisance. They're going to bow down to me. This was in my dream. And the dad, Jacob, rebuked him, said, what are you doing, son? What are you thinking? Literally, that's what it means. What are you thinking? Joseph dreamed another dream, and this time it was not only about his brothers, but also about his mother and his father. They're all bowing down to him. Though Rachel was dead, Joseph tells them that he was to be preeminent over the entire family. Obviously, these dreams were from God, but they were for Joseph, not for the entire family. He should have kept it to himself. Remember, Joseph was greatly loved, and he was pampered by dad. He was probably spoiled. He was probably a little arrogant and proud. Anyway, he would have been better off to keep these dreams to himself. He would have kept it himself and keep his mouth shut. But he couldn't help himself. And then look at verse number 11. And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. That's interesting. The word envied literally means they became jealous. They already hated him. Not only did they hate him, they hated him even more. How do you hate somebody even more? Well, we're going to find out they hated him even more. They want to kill him. It's going to happen. They go down to Dothan, which is quite a ways away. We'll look at this next week. And they're plotting to kill him. That's how much they hated him. You hate somebody, then they said, we hate him even more. We can't stand this boy. We got to get rid of him. That's what it means. And then they envied him. The word envy literally means they were jealous of him. Obviously, all through the years, they've seen him growing up in the family. I could see him sitting not only next to Rachel, but next to Jacob when they're sitting at the table. There's a whole clan of them, 11 boys and dying all around this big old table. And Joseph probably sat pretty close to daddy. Okay, I can just kind of picture that. And all through the years, this envy and jealousy grew, and it said in verse number 11, his brothers literally envied him. They were jealous of him, but his father observed the saying. The word observed here, it's talking about to keep watch. That's what that word means, to keep watch. Literally, he started, his mind started spinning. He observed the saying, thinking, could Joseph be right? Did God give him these dreams? Because Jacob knew what God had done in his life, that how God had appeared to Jacob a couple times. Remember the ladder and other things. And he knew about the presence of God and how God could work in people's lives as individuals. And he started, the Bible says, he observed the saying. The thought was, I'm going to watch and see how this plays out. I'm going to keep watch. Could this really be? Even though he had rebuked his son, you think I'm going to bow to you, son? But his father observed the saying. He started watching Joseph, started seeing a change and all. Well, we're going to find out that Joseph disappeared in a little bit. Joseph's journey is really about to begin. Okay, this was the introduction to Joseph. And God would begin to work on Joseph's life. He's done giving him these dreams. How is he going to get him from point A, where he is now, to point B, where God wants him to be? Well, we're going to see that he winds up in a pit. Next week, we're going to look at that. He's going to wind up in a pit. Then he gets out of that pit, and he goes to Potiphar's house. And he's there for a little bit. And then he goes from Potiphar's house to a prison. And then from prison, he goes to a palace. God takes him from point A to point B, and this was the direction God took him. Through all the trials and difficulties in Joseph's life, he worked on Joseph. We often sing a song, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars and sun and the moon and Jupiter and Mars. Da 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 ba da da da. I don't know the rest of it. He's still working on me. He worked on Joseph, and let me tell you, he's working on us. Sometimes we're in a pit. Amen, preacher. We don't understand it, but God has a perfect plan for our life, just like he had a perfect plan for Joseph's life. And by the way, here's the interesting thing as we read about Joseph's life. It wasn't Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He didn't come through the lineage of Joseph. Even though the rest of Genesis is focused on Joseph, who did Jesus come through as far as the lineage? Who said Judah? Judah. It didn't come through Joseph. But still, God worked on Joseph in a marvelous way. Why? Again, I'm jumping way ahead. But God's people were in Egypt for all these years in captivity. Captivity. How did they get there? A fellow by the name of Joseph became ruler, if you will, right under Pharaoh. And this is at the end of this. Remember Paul Harvey said, now for the rest of the story? Here's the rest of the story. And all that great famine that was in the land of Canaan, the brothers wound up in Egypt and they stayed there. Then here comes a fella by the name of Moses some 400 years later. Let my people go. All that was God's. God's a sovereign God. God's in God's perfect will and way. He put Joseph in the pit, to Potiphar, to prison, to the palace. Like Joseph, God has a plan for our lives. Sometimes we don't understand, yet we just simply trust God always knows best. Amen. Our Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your word, for this study. Lord, as we're about to get into Joseph's life, Lord, it's not really about Joseph. It's about how you work in our lives. Lord, how you direct our paths. How you directed Joseph's path, you direct our paths. And every one of us this morning, we all have different stories, different things that we could tell about how you've directed our lives and to bring us even to this place this morning. Again, Lord, we understand you're a sovereign God. You're a mighty God. Lord, we just praise you and thank you. We pray to just trust you wherever you lead us. Now, Father, for anybody in our midst that knows you not as Savior, we ask you to save them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for Bible, for our worship time. Thank you for coming.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.